Hello guys and welcome to Odds on La Liga, another match day. We have Atletico Barcelona, so let's analyze every single game with Álvaro Romeo, of course, with you. Leave a comment below, tell me your predictions, and also press on the like if you like our videos, subscribe to our channel and click on the bell to get notifications. And now let's go on with the show. Eighth match day in La Liga, Álvaro, with so many surprises in the previous weekend. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Yes, many surprises. The biggest surprise, obviously, Atlético de Madrid losing at Mendizorroza, Alavés ground. I think that set the tone for the rest of the weekend, you know? And it was a nice weekend of football, actually. I really did enjoy that one. Real Madrid also drawing with Villarreal. And then I think that this game week is going to be totally influenced by what happened in the Champions League. We cannot overlook that there has been only one winner from the Spanish clubs in the Champions League, which is Atletico de Madrid against Milan. Then Barcelona lost heavily, Real Madrid lost against Sheriff Tiraspol, Villarreal also lost, Sevilla got the draw. I think that this is going to have a kind of an influence in this week because the big clubs, they really need to redeem themselves ahead of the international break.
Then let's analyze what we have, and we are gonna start on Friday evening. We already have a bus derby, Athletic Bilbao Alaves, first victory of the season. You just mentioned it for Alaves against Atletico Madrid. Huge surprise, so maybe that was a season changer for Calleja's men, whereas Athletic, Álvaro, they drew against Valencia. They were this close to get the 3 points, but it was not a good week for them. Remember that their last home game was a defeat against Rayo Vallecano.
Yeah, I've got a bit of mixed feelings with Athletic Club Bilbao because they have had a very difficult calendar. Actually, they have played against Valencia, they drew with them. They have played against Atlético de Madrid, they drew with them at the Wanda Metropolitano. They have played against Barcelona and they drew with them, but they deserve to win, you know? So against the top clubs, they've been doing very well, but then the winnable games, they haven't been too convincing. They drew with Elche, they didn't do the job last weekend. It's a team, Athletic Club Bilbao, that for some reason, they still don't go full at it to win the games. And as well, they've got some problems with the generation of football. In the midfield, maybe they are missing someone more creative, apart from Miquel Muniain, who can, you know, unroll the quality and the magic and open up the door when no player can find any gap, any space, any key pass, any key movement. So Athletic Club Bilbao at the minute, they have been good, but no one in Bilbao is too enthusiastic about the performance so far. When it comes to Alaves, in my opinion, they've been very bad at the beginning of this season. What they did against Atletico de Madrid, though, I think that it was more than a one-off because they were better than Atletico de Madrid in that game. Atletico was abysmal. And yes, Atletico de Madrid, I think that they are not, generally speaking, very attractive to watch this season. But I also give Alaves some credit for having reduced Atletico Madrid to pretty much no shot on target and no goals at all against them. For this game, look, I'm going to go for maybe a clean sheet for Athletic Club Bilbao. That is quite good. That pays 190, and our defense is one of the best in La Liga, with Vivian and Íñigo Martínez, plus Leque and Valenciaga. Maybe attacking, they are not the best defenders, but then when it comes to keeping it tight and all that, they are fantastic. So a clean sheet for Athletic Club Bilbao could be good enough, but there is another one that I like here. The Asian handicap -2 in corners. That pays 197. Why do I go for corners with Athletic Club Bilbao? Yeah, I know that it sounds a bit random, but against Barcelona, Athletic Club Bilbao took 13 corners for 2 of Barcelona. Against Mallorca, Athletic Club Bilbao took 7 corners only for 2 for Mallorca. And against Rayo, Athletic Club Bilbao also won in corners. So I think that this is happening quite a lot in San Mamés. So I'm going to back them for the Asian handicap -2 in corners, pays 197.
Then on Saturday we have Osasuna, Rayo Vallecano, and I'm very surprised about the odds here, Álvaro, because Osasuna, they are bad at home, only 2 goals scored, 2 draws, 2 defeats. It's true that away from home, for instance, they beat Mallorca in the last match day, whereas Rayo, they are in an amazing form. They are 5th in the standings, last 5 games, 4 victories, 1 draw, and what to tell about Falcao?
Well, Radamel Falcao has scored the how many? 3 goals already, and 3 goals in 3 games, but he hasn't played 270 minutes. I mean, he's been playing in some of the games in the second half, and he's been prolific, he's been fantastic so far, and his landing in Spanish football has been perfect. For this game, I understand that the odds, they can be still not very trusting with Rayo Vallecano. At the end of the day, they have played only 7 games in La Liga so far, but last season they were in the second division. But I don't agree with them very much. I think that Rayo is as favorite as Osasuna to win this game. However, for this game, you know, rather than the outright market, because I think that it's still too early to back fully Rayo Vallecano away, rather than the outright market, I'm going to explore some others. Like, for example, the both teams to score market. That is good enough. I like it. 183, Osasuna, it's good scoring, decent scoring. Rayo Vallecano, we know their form. I mean, they scored 4 against Granada to start with. You know what I mean? And then the over 2.5 goals, obviously, as a consequence of Osasuna and Rayo being kind of prolific, is a market that I will be backing here too.
Asian Handicap 0, by the way, for Rayo is 2.83. That's also a good option if you think the team from Madrid can win this game. Then we have Mallorca-Levante, 2 teams in trouble, especially Levante. They lost at Camp Nou, that can happen. But what is not that expected is the last defeat at home against Celta. No victories this season yet for them, and now they travel to Mallorca. Álvaro, a team that started the season very good, but Luis García was pretty angry with his team after the last defeat at home, as we just mentioned, against Osasuna.
Yes, they lost against Osasuna, and 3-2, by the way, and I think that Osasuna was better than Mallorca. What Luis García didn't like is the fact that Osasuna came back in the game, because Mallorca at some point was winning 2-1, and then in the second half, Íñigo Pérez and Javi Martínez did the job for Osasuna, and they gave the 3 points to Los Rojillos. The thing is that Mallorca, 3 days before that game, they conceded 6 at Santiago Bernabéu, and we have seen that it's possible to leave Bernabéu with a defeat, but giving a very good image. I mean, even with a draw, like Villarreal did, drawing 0-0, even Sheriff beat Real Madrid at Santiago Bernabéu. So what I mean with all this is that you can lose against Real Madrid in certain ways, but what Mallorca did was pretty much opening the door for Real Madrid to score as many goals as they wanted. So Mallorca, in the last 10 days, they've been disappointing. I have lowered my expectations with them. And when it comes to their opponent this time, Levante, what can I say against them? Levante has been one of the softest teams to visit Camp Nou in the last year, probably. They lost against Barcelona. Ansu Fati even scored the goal, and I think that Ansu Fati looked good against Levante. Yes, fantastic, that's all good. But at the same time, Ansu Fati got all the good conditions to score a goal against Levante, with a defense that was never tight, having plenty of spaces, and nobody pretty much tackled him, and Ansu Fati had a really easy run into the goal. So for this game, I think that this is a game to minimize losses. Personally, I believe that, especially because Kubo should be out. He's the trickster, the magician at Mallorca. And for Levante, Campaña, Bardi, Soldado won't be available for the game. And these are the players that are going to keep Levante in the top flight. So maybe an Asian Handicap 0 for Levante. If they win, you win. If they draw, you get a stake refund. Is what I like the most here, 2.43. But as I said before, this game for me is a game to minimize losses or to win marginally.
Okay, then Cádiz-Valencia. Cádiz, they lost against Rayo Vallecano after the draw with Barcelona, only one victory this season, and was away against Celta de Vigo, and a pretty bad week, Álvaro, for Valencia. It started by losing against Real Madrid in the last minutes, then they traveled to Sevilla and they lost, and also, at least, they saved a point against Athletic, but they had many absentees. That was very important for Valencia, and for this game, also, they are going to miss Maxi Gómez.
They're going to miss Maxi Gómez. They are also going to miss Gaya, Soler, Correia, who is doing a very good job as a right back. And yes, I agree that Valencia hasn't been as good as at the beginning of the season lately, but the calendar wasn't easy for them. They lost against Sevilla 3-1, against Real Madrid they were competitive, and against Athletic Club Bilbao they managed to get a draw in the last seconds of the game. Athletic Club Bilbao was set to win that game. Still, they are playing against Cádiz. Cádiz hasn't won a game at Nuevo Mirandilla. They got only 2 points at home, 4 points away. So you can see a tendency there. I think that they are better on the road. So for this game, I'm going to back Valencia to win despite all their absentees, because I think that Valencia is a better team than Cádiz, because Valencia, they still keep the good spirits of the beginning of the season. I think that they haven't lost that. And because Valencia simply have better players. So Valencia to win pays 3.21. If you think that this is too risky, there is another one that I like here. The over 1.5 goals in the second half, 2.56.
Then the game of the games of this match day at Metropolitano, Atlético de Madrid, Barcelona. We still don't know if Ronald Koeman is going to be on the bench, probably, but the team again looked very bad in Europe. 3-0 defeat against Benfica. We can already say, Álvaro, that this Barcelona is kind of a disaster, but if they win this game, actually they are going to be ahead of Atlético de Madrid. So, in my opinion, it would be very interesting to know if Barcelona is ruled out of the fight for the title, even if we are in the end of September, or they are going to fight until the end against an Atlético de Madrid that I am still doubtful about them, despite the victory in San Siro, but they struggle in every single game.
9 games for Atletico de Madrid in this season, only one win 2-0 for them. That explains it all. I mean, the old style of Simeone is gone. I don't know if it will manifest itself again, if it will appear or not, but that style is gone. In defense, Atletico de Madrid is not good. And, you know, from the performances of all the Spanish teams in the Champions League, I think that Atletico's one was one of the most disappointing, and even with Kessié out for Milan because he got booked and sent off, Atletico was not convincing and they won in the last minute, but Milan was better than Atletico de Madrid. So I think that they can consider themselves very lucky to have 4 points in the Champions League group stage. But as I said at the beginning of the video, I think that the Champions League is going to influence a lot what happens this weekend, because Barcelona now needs to win. Let's see if Ronald Koeman is there, but Ronald Koeman or not, the truth is that Barcelona, can they afford another defeat? I mean, they lost in the Champions League against Benfica. If they lose against Atletico, that is going to be the evidence that Barcelona is not ready to compete in the big games. They weren't ready to compete in the big games last season, and this season so far they haven't been able to. So, you know, a bit of team news, Joao Félix, Lemar and Koke should be ready, which is good for Atletico de Madrid because those are probably three of the most creative players they've got. And for Barcelona, Pedri is back, Jordi Alba could be back as well. Let's see how Jordi Alba is. Serginho Dest on the left is not very convincing for me because he's a right-footed player. And I will go for the following. I think that an Asian handicap 0 in the first half for Barcelona, that is good enough. That pays 2.59. And just for you to know, Barcelona to win away pays 4.15. I wouldn't back it, but at the same time, it multiplies by 4 your bet. And Atletico is not very good this season. Barcelona is not good at all, but Atletico either. Don't forget that. So this is a game in which both teams are coming into it in bad conditions. So my favorite thing here, Asian handicap 0 in the first half for Barcelona.
I pretty much like Atletico to win, to be honest. Odds 2.10 because Barcelona, they are not competing, you said, against big teams last year and also this season. But we will talk later, Álvaro, and see who is right. Then on Sunday, Elche, Celta, finally back-to-back victories against Granada, Levante. Now they are out of the red zone and this game is also key for them because Elche, for sure, they will be down. They will be fighting the whole season to avoid relegation, despite that they are competing. They lost 1-0 only against the second of the table, Real Sociedad, after that defeat against Villarreal. Only one season, one victory for them this season for Elche, Álvaro, and Celta is favorite, odds 2.26, and I see them favorites, actually.
Yeah, I see them favorites, and I'm going to back Celta to win. That pays 2.35. My other favorite thought for this game will be both teams to score. That pays 1.95. It's good enough. Celta's defense is not perfect. Elche's defense is not perfect either. And I'm saying this despite Celta having won 2-0 the last two games. I think that Celta away can concede goals easily. Again, I don't like their defense too much. And Elche uses to score goals. I mean, not many, but at home they used to score. Normally they score at least one. So that's why I'm backing the both teams to score here. Yeah, I think that these are my favorite bets, definitely. But Celta to win is something that catches my eye here. 2.35. Let's don't forget that last season, Celta had a beautiful run of results from the 10th game week onwards. And I can see Celta following a very similar trend right now in the league. And players like Santi Mina, Denis Suarez, and Iago Aspas, they are all little by little catching their best form. So I think that Celta is going to win here.
Then, Espanyol-Real Madrid, two bad results for Real Madrid at Bernabeu, draw against Villarreal, and that shocking defeat against Sheriff. Tiraspol, I think if that game is played 100 times, only that time Sheriff had won it, because they were absolutely, maybe not lucky, but the goalkeeper for sure was very inspired, and the two shots on target were in, but Álvaro, the reality is that Ancelotti's men struggled to score goals in the last two games, and before they were free flow scoring, and now they visit Espanyol, a team that also struggled to score goals, and teams like Atletico and Villarreal already suffered in the visit to Barcelona to face Espanyol.
Well, Espanyol is a team that has conceded 7 goals in La Liga. It's not a lot. I mean, 1 goal per game could be better, of course, but they are just newly promoted. The problem with Espanyol is that they have scored only 4 goals. They started the league very badly in the scoring department, and little by little they are correcting all that. But, you know, do they have enough to beat Real Madrid? I don't think so, really. I think the problem with Real Madrid and Ancelotti's Real Madrid so far in the last 2 or 3 weeks is the fact that Carlo Ancelotti hasn't adjusted very well the degree of rotations that he wants to do in his team. I don't know if you agree with this, Edu, but I think that sometimes he gets the rotation a little bit too much in games that the rotations are not needed so much. And then the player selection against Sheriff Tiraspol was a little bit wrong, in the sense that against Sheriff maybe he needed more creativity instead of physicality, athleticism. And I think that against Sheriff he put players who were very strong, and maybe against Sheriff Real Madrid needed to have the most creative players on the pitch, just to find the pockets, the spaces. So he got it a little bit wrong in the last couple of weeks. All that said, he's just back in the club. He's been there for 2 months. So it's not the end of the world that Carlo Ancelotti is still trying to understand the kind of squad he's got. For this game, the good thing is that Toni Kroos is back. I think that this player, if he plays, he brings something very good to Real Madrid, which is a big panorama, a wider panorama. With Toni Kroos, you know that he can put the ball 20, 25, 35 meters away from where he is and create new channels and new attacking sequences for Real Madrid. So for this game, I'm going to go for the following. The Asian handicap -1 for Real Madrid is very good, in my opinion. That pays 2.27, so you can expect Real Madrid to win here. I'm expecting Real Madrid to win here. Or, if you don't like the outright market, the over 1.5 goals in the second half is something that I'm backing here. That pays 2.05. I did the same against Sheriff Tiraspol, Edu. You will remember that. And Real Madrid disappointed that. But the amount of chances they created is telling me that Real Madrid this season is going to score goals. What happened against Sheriff is a one-off. They created many chances. So I'm expecting Real Madrid to score goals here at Espanyol's ground.
But you also mentioned against Sheriff Tiraspol, Real Madrid to take a penalty. And you were completely right, actually, because they were...
Because they put you in the box.
Exactly. They will be on the box. And finally, they score from the penalty spot. Then, Getafe Real Sociedad, Getafe, worst team in La Liga, one of the few teams in Europe still with 0 points, like Norwich, for instance. Maybe the last game for Mitchell, Álvaro, because the patience, I think, is running out in the president of Getafe, whereas Real Sociedad, second in the standings, they are playing Europa League against Monaco. They might be tired, they might not win in fashion the games, always by one goal difference, but they are winning, and they are favorites, of course. You see them also winning and just axing Mitchell's head?
Yes, actually. Of course, I think that Mitchell's days at Getafe, they are almost over. I mean, let's don't forget that this is a team that in La Liga they have started terribly. They have a tremendous problem with scoring goals. They have scored only 2. They have conceded 12. Their biggest threat up front is Emnes Unal, a player who has missed the penalty this season, a player who has hit the post a couple of times. They are not threatening up front. In defense, they are not good. They had last season an excellent manager. This season, they have the new manager with new ideas, and his ideas are not working so far. A minus 10 goal difference. I think that this is the time for Getafe to call it quit with Mitchell, and I think about appointing a new manager who can, you know, change the direction of the team a little bit. When it comes to Real Sociedad, yes, as you say, they are second despite having many players in the sidelines, which is something that is happening to Real Sociedad, and we cannot forget on that. I mean, the amount of players that are out is unbelievable. David Silva, Monreal, Sorloth, Carlos Fernández, Pacheco, those are players that will be playing for Real Sociedad quite a lot, and they've been out this season. So I think that Real Sociedad is going to win here. I don't know if you like the value that they are giving us for that, 228. I think that it's good enough. I will back Real Sociedad to win away for that amount. Or, for example, I can go for both teams to score here, just on the basis that Getafe has scored against Barcelona and Atletico, but no more than that, and I know that Real Sociedad is going to score. That pays 215. Okay, that could be something interesting too, but my favorite thing here is Real Sociedad to win it alone. That pays 228.
I like that as well, Real Sociedad to win. Another interesting game, Villarreal Betis, very special for Pellegrini visiting his former team. Villarreal, they played very well against Man United, but they lost against after the draw at Bernabeu. Only one victory this season despite being very competitive. And Betis, Álvaro, they are getting better and better and better. They beat Getafe after also winning at Pamplona. William José is scoring last 5 games, 4 victories, 1 draw. Very good moment for Betis.
It is a very good moment for them. They are also playing in Europe. And I think that some players, they are stepping up. I think that Juanmi, for example, is doing a brilliant job. William José, come on, he doesn't resemble the player that he was at Wolverhampton Wanderers last season. It's like he got a rebirth under Pellegrini. Then the only absentee that I lament is Canales. Canales won't be playing. And probably the creative responsibilities, they are going to fall under the shoulders of Fekir, who is having a fantastic season too. Probably Fekir right now is in the top three of La Liga entertainers. I think that you will agree with me. I mean, the amount of chances that he can create is amazing. And from the long range, he can score goals or shoot with a tremendous power. I think that Fekir is one of the differential players in La Liga so far. For Villarreal, well, against Manchester United, they were fantastic. They dominated the game. That game should have been 4-0 for them in the first half alone, but David De Gea was superlative. And then in the last minutes of the game, maybe Villarreal couldn't slow down the tempo of the game. They couldn't make the tactical faults needed to get a point at Old Trafford, and they ended up losing. But Villarreal was very good against Manchester United. I think that they'll be very angry about having dropped points in there. And despite not having Gerard Moreno, a player who was missed at Old Trafford because Paco Alcácer, despite scoring, he doesn't offer the same kind of qualities, I think that Villarreal is going to win this game. So I'm going to go for Villarreal to win that base 2-10. And there is another one that I do like here, Villarreal to score in both halves, because I can imagine them attacking, and Betis is not perfect defensively. That triples up your bet, pays 3.05, but as I said before, I think that Villarreal to win is good enough.
Then our last game, Granada-Sevilla, and I also like actually the odds for Sevilla to win, simple as that, but you will tell me. Sevilla, they are third, they drew in the Champions League against Wolfsburg, but they are getting better, they beat Espanyol, they beat Valencia, in La Liga they are where they want to be, very close to the top of the table, and probably this is also the last game for Robert Moreno, also another head that can fall, because remember that we have international break, guys, so it's a very good opportunity to fire the managers of the clubs. And also they lost against Celta after losing with Real Sociedad. There is not much hope, I think, for Granada at this point.
No, not much hope. Let me go very quickly with Sevilla, because if they win, they will... if they win the game they have in hand, they will go level in points with Real Madrid. So that's pretty amazing already. A great start for Simeone's men in La Liga, not in the Champions League though. They drew against Wolfsburg, they drew against Salzburg, and Salzburg missed a couple of penalties in that game. I think Sevilla is struggling with the European team's rhythm in the Champions League, because Sevilla plays a little bit slowly. They are physical, but they play slowly. They've got a team of many experienced, if not veteran players, and when the games are fast, or when they are facing fast opponents and fast strikers, Sevilla is suffering. So in the Champions League, Sevilla is finding it tough, but Granada doesn't present this kind of complications at the minute. Granada is a team that is sitting 18th on the table, 3 points only. Robert Moreno is a manager that is not very popular among the Granada fan base right now, for a couple of comments he did about Diego Martinez, the former manager, a week ago only. And Granada is a team that is struggling to score a lot. I think that this is one of the main problems of the team, and they have conceded 12 goals already. So I'm not too convinced about Granada for this season. I think that they are going to suffer. And if Sevilla manages to get Rafa Mir in the scoring charts, let's don't forget that then Nesiri, the best striker, will be out for about 2 months. I think that Sevilla is going to negotiate this game easily. So Sevilla to win away, okay, that's good enough. 183, why not? In fact, it's good enough for Anaka as well. But the Asian handicap minus 0.75 for Sevilla is my favorite thing here. If they win by two, you win. If they win by one, you get half win.
Then, Álvaro, thank you for all your analysis, as always, in this last match day before another inconvenient international break, I would say. Let's listen to your ACA.
Yeah, very simply. Athletic Club Bilbao, Asian handicap minus two in corners. Both teams to score in the Osasuna-Rayo Vallecano game. Valencia to win. This is what going to make your ACA juicy, because that pays 3.21. And Espanyol-Real Madrid, over 1.5 goals in the second half. That pays 23.72.
Brilliant, Álvaro. Thank you very much. Enjoy La Liga and see you very soon. Bye.
See you in a couple of weeks, Edu. It's been a pleasure, as usual.
Brilliant, brilliant. We have everything to bet in this La Liga match day. You also think that Barcelona can get points out of the Metropolitano? Well, let me know, of course, in the comment section. And don't forget to click on the like, subscribe, and click on the bell to get notifications if you enjoy our videos. And listen to our podcast in case you prefer to only listen to our videos. See you very soon. And of course, enjoy La Liga, Primera División. See you soon.